Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I'm joined by Jody Higgins, and we have a very special guest with us tonight, Eric Webster, who does Akashic Records. Thank you for joining us tonight, Eric.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. How are you doing tonight, Jody?
I am doing fantastic.
Great.
I'm enjoying the energy with this Taurus moon, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Adragna will be joining us shortly. He's running a little bit behind. And unfortunately, Lynn Bleasdale could not be with us tonight. She's having some technical difficulties. But we're just going to take off and do our thing. If you would like to call in, if you have any questions for us or Eric or for guidance, whatever it is you need, the number is 646-564-9868. But I guess we can jump right in. Eric, could you explain to the listeners what the Akashic Records are?
Absolutely. It is the short answer to that, because as you might guess, I could go on and on and on and on. But the short answer is it's everything that a person has ever been, done, or said, or will be, do, or say. So it's the complete history of your soul in all times and all places. So it's a vast storehouse of incredible information, and many of my clients find that having a light shown into their behavior based on where they've been or where they're going can provide some real understanding of what goes into the choices they make and the feelings they have and all of that sort of thing. So it's a really remarkable venue to spend some time in.
Wow. And how long have you been working in the area?
It's been about 10 years.
Wow.
Most of that time I did it privately for myself. I start every morning opening my record while I'm having my first cup of coffee, and I pretty much spend my day there just because the insights and the observations are really good. Even a traffic jam is entertaining, and you sort of can see it coming a bit. In my work as a hypnotherapist, I work with that record open, and I know that many, many times the words and phrases that I'm given by the record keepers are far superior and more impactful than what Eric the Human would have come up with on his own. And so I have just really enjoyed being able to be in that space and use it to help the people that come to me for the various things that I do. So,
what do you find are the most frequently asked questions that people bring to you?
It seems to vary from month to month a little bit, but I was in Ann Arbor a few weeks ago for an event that I just love, and the theme of that weekend was, what is my path, or am I on my right path? And then the other probably followed closely with questions relative to romance and relationship. So, and you know, sometimes that's, am I going to find the one? Or other times it's, should I be kicking this one to the curb? And so there really aren't a whole lot of areas where that kind of information from the record can't be helpful.
Well, that's great. Jody, do you have any questions for Eric?
I do. I know that there are some real, I want to say practical ways of being able to use the Akashic Records. What are some examples of how clients have changed their lives or been able to use the Akashic Records in a way to make a difference for the situations that they're living with?
Wow, that's a really good question.
I just totally want to say I know, because I really want to know it, right? So it is a good question.
Yeah. Well,
sorry,
you know,
I'm silly.
When is having some insight that you wouldn't have come up with on your own not valuable? And I think that for a lot of my clients, there's been a matter of coming to a sense of peace that they're doing way better than they will allow themselves to believe that they are. You know, when people look in the mirror, they tend to look into a funhouse mirror that's horribly inaccurate. And it allows them to diminish themselves and to, you know, think, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm stupid, I'm not very good at what I do, nobody likes me, you know, all of that sort of negative self-talk stuff. But when we get into the record and the record keepers are confirming for them that from where the record keepers sit, these people are able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, that they signed up for way more than the committee thought was wise, but they were insistent that this was the list that they wanted to complete in this lifetime. So a sense of self-confidence, a sense of confirmation of right direction, those are things that I think have been incredibly powerful for people. Knowing that their belief that their marriage of 20 years is as unproductive as they felt like it was, and that they very likely should seriously consider their options in that regard. You know, the record keepers never say specifically you need to dump that loser and move on. And if somebody says, should I move to Cleveland or Denver? The answer isn't Cleveland or Denver. The answer very likely will be, well, should you choose Denver, this is what that might look and feel like. Should you choose Cleveland, this is what that might look and feel like. So it's still up to the person to discern how that fits into their world, into their life. And that's something that I really stress with clients, because I know people that have become sort of dependent on the people that do their readings. And, you know, I'm about empowering people to have their own truth and to locate it and live with it. That's one of the reasons that I teach the Akashic Record Access. I do teleclasses, level one, which gives people access to their own information, level two, which then allows them, with the permission of another party, to open the record and frankly, do Akashic Record readings. So, and it's great fun to teach, because it really turns on the light bulbs for people.
Well, how would someone get a hold of you? Because that was my next question. And I kind of know this for myself, but I think our readers are interested in this. I think it takes a great deal of ownership for the information you would get if you were doing this on your own, which isn't always easy. We as readers know how easy it is to doubt the information that you get. But to help someone, I would think it would really help them tune into their intuition at a deeper level doing it for themselves. But if someone wants to take those classes, how would they get a hold of you? Can you share that information now? Because I know we'll
absolutely.
Do it at the end. And share some information about your next class this weekend as well, please.
Okay. Yep. My website is redefiningsuccess.net, because that's what I help people do, is redefine success. There's under the Lifestyle Engineer tab, there's a workshop and appearances. Click on that, and that will take you to the calendar for any upcoming classes or events that I'm participating in. I'm doing an all-day this coming Saturday, the 19th. Level one in the morning, level two in the afternoon. And I don't do that very often. I normally will do level one evening, and a couple of weeks later do level two. But I've had some people specifically request that given their schedules, they'd like to do it all in one day. And so we'll go from 10 until 1 on level 1, take an hour break, and then do level 2 from 2 to 5. And I do this all on a teleconference platform called Zoom. So if you have a computer and good internet, and ideally it has a webcam, you'll actually be face-to-face with us in the room. But you can also dial in, and once people sign up, then I get them all the information on how they get in. And once you take level 1 and level 2 with me, then you're welcome and encouraged to take it again anytime, every time I offer it at no additional cost, because I have found that each time I took the classes, it took me from like an old 14.4 modem to a 28.8 to a cable connection to a T1, you know, to on to fiber optics. So I think there's great value in broadening that connection and building that relationship. It's all about relationships. So,
and
cost
I thought
for
like
the all day on Saturday. I'm sorry. Cost for the all day on Saturday is $130, and that's payable with a couple of mouse clicks on a secure server at Square. Link to that out of the website as well.
And honestly, for 6 hours of education, that's really a great price.
It really is.
Yeah.
Ryan is on with us now too. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Going really good. You have Sue,
thanks
Jody,
for joining
and
us tonight.
What's that? Hello?
You have Sue, Jody, and Eric on with you. Lynn can't be with us tonight. She's having some technical issues.
Yeah, I just chimed in a little bit ago. It's nice to meet you, Eric.
Nice to meet you as well, Ryan.
Am I up?
Do you have
right
any
now?
Questions, Ryan, about Akashic Records or anything like that for Eric?
You know, no, I don't have. Well, not. I bought the book on Akashic Records from an author. Her name escapes me, but she was pretty popular. There are certain phrases and words and certain rituals and rites that you need to do to gain access to them. And I just literally haven't had the time to study that material and to kind of open those doors. But, you know, what my spirit team is telling me as I'm channeling them is, you know, the whole purpose of incarnation is to not have that cheat sheet. Otherwise, why bother being here? If you had the keys to the kingdom and to know exactly why you're here, then you're cheating yourself. You're here to learn the lessons and experiences, right?
Right.
And
yep.
And
do you think that Ryan, do you think that the records would be any different though, helping people than the readings that we do, since they still just only really give you options and explanations?
And I'm not discounting the Akash record.
No, absolutely
Akash.
Not. No.
And I got a good friend of mine. She's an Akash reader too. And I think it becomes a very, very valuable tool when you have past life experiences or carryovers from a past incarnation that your soul, that you are not aware of in the 3D physical reality, but they may be coming in the form of reoccurring dreams or nightmares or something. You can't shake it. And you're like, okay, gosh darn it. What's going on here? Why can't I figure this out? And then you work with someone like Eric, who says, you know, yeah, well, you know, back in the 1980s, you had this, that, and the other thing going on. Maybe you died suddenly and your soul took that baggage into this lifetime, and now you're experiencing kind of the side effects of it and you don't know why. And that's when you look up the Akash and say, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I can make a quick case in point. A lot of people experience metaphorical dreams that are symbolisms of what they experienced in previous lives, and it's hard for them to untangle that stuff, you know. And I think the Akash is a good cliff notes of your current life. Are they going to tell you you're going to be a millionaire in 10 years? Probably not. But can they tell you what happened in a previous life? Yes. You know, for example, for me, I had a I had a reoccurring dream of a murder in 1950 that went on for over, well, I don't know, 5 or 6 months. And finally, I stomped my foot on the ground and said, okay, I'm getting really mad. What's up here? Got a hold of a metaphysical facilitator, Shannon Johnson. She opened up my Akash records. She goes, yeah. She goes, you killed some of the 1950s because they tried to kill you and they failed, so you killed them and then you committed suicide. And they said, you're having those reoccurring dreams. And she's just thumbing through my Akash records, you know. She goes, you're having these dreams because the person that you killed in 1950 is your current brother-in-law now, and you owe him an apology. Tell him you love him. Like, what? He ain't ever going to do that. Oh, hey, Michael, I still love you, but you can't have my Bud Light. You know, that type of thing. And I mustered up the courage and said, hey, Mike, whatever happened to us in the past was in the past. I want to let you know that I love you as a brother. He goes, I love you too, man. I appreciate that. And guess what? The recurring dreams vanished. They went away.
Amazing.
You know, yeah, so the Akash records are fun to read, and I hope someday I will be as gifted at that as our friend Eric here is. And, you know, if you want to know the cliff notes of a previous life, it's always fun. I mean, you know, maybe Sue, you were a gladiator back in the day. You never know, you know. Or maybe
I haven't heard that one yet. I've heard several others, but not a gladiator.
but that's kind of my two cents on the Akash. So, yeah.
Oh, well, we've got
callers.
You guys ready to jump in and start taking some calls?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Area code 504, you're on the air. May we have your name, please?
My name is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if I could just get a general reading of what's important in my life. Whatever comes up.
Sure. Jody, you want to start out?
Yeah. I'm feeling like there's something going on with job, career, and money right now. Are there some changes? Or are you hoping for some changes to be happening at work?
I hope so.
Okay. Have you been thinking about some education?
No, not at all.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I am a professional photographer, and I'm doing fine art, too.
Okay, and are you doing this on your own as self-employed person, or are you working through another company to do it?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Is this going to come up for you soon? I feel like you've
Jody, you're really, really muffled, hon.
Okay, is that any better?
A lot better, yeah.
Okay. It feels like you've been in a rut, and I just feel like, you know, you're looking for the way to get things to change. And I'm seeing pictures of outside stuff like wildlife and flowers. Is that the general kind of stuff that you like to photograph, or are you wanting to photograph that type of stuff?
No.
Go ahead.
I've been doing endless grant proposals, and one major theme was homeless shantytowns. Another one is climate change, so I guess that could kind of be in there, but it's more people. It's a lot more people-oriented. And another one is spirituality in New Orleans. Again, people-oriented.
Something about the spirituality in New Orleans just personally to me feels intriguing. I think you probably have an interest in it. And I am specifically hearing about like the historical aspect of voodoo as well. But I feel like the grants, asking for the grants and working on that is pulling the fun out of what you're doing. It's like you're doing, you know, and you said it, endless grants, and there's so much energy around that for me that I pick up with you. It's like it's ruining the fun of the work you do. And you have to work on some things to raise your vibration to help you get going in the right direction. Because to me right now, the work, it feels like everything's just sort of a blur. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. I mean, I'm getting,
okay.
I'm like getting right up to the edge. Like last night I presented at a museum for a grant. You get right up to the edge, like you get picked out of a pool to be in the very finalist of everything. And then
the world drops out.
Yeah, you don't get it over the edge. So like I'm a finalist to exhibit in Athens, Greece for the third year in a row.
Gotcha. And
I'm up there.
Are there ways to make this work without the grant? Because I feel like that process just lowers your vibration. It just pulls the fun out.
Actually, not. I'm getting better at it because I've done it a million times. It's not that part's not fun, but it's necessary. But
okay, so it is necessary.
I'm hoping I get good at it.
You've got to go through.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it is getting better and it is getting a little more comfortable for you. Have you also, and I don't know if this is something you've thought about or would consider, but I'm hearing too that there may be a second part to the work you do because you're going to be able to have an opportunity, I think, to mentor people through this grant process. Or coach them through it on a per-pay thing, like they would pay you to coach them through this process so that they know how to manage it better. So maybe, because I was feeling like there might be something else you could do to bring in money, and maybe that's what it is, because I feel like there's some energy around it. But what I'm hearing, I keep hearing this too, is don't give up. Stay on track because it's coming. The things you want are coming, and I feel like there's going to be a book. It's almost like a, you know, like a coffee book of your work or something.
Right.
So I feel like that's coming. Do you get anything with this, Sue?
That's funny that you mentioned it because with the mentorship, because I was picking up a leadership type teaching type role with a photography, where you would get the grant through, but you would be almost teaching others how to do what you do in a leading role that way. Something that's going to take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but as soon as you start doing it, it's going to feel like you should have been doing that your whole entire life. Is that something that you've thought about doing?
Well, I used to teach college, but that's not something I was able to keep going with.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like that. This would be more, like Jody said, a mentoring, a hands-on, having them right there with you.
Teaching workshops?
I'm sorry?
Teaching workshops?
I keep getting pictures. People being in the field with you doing what you're doing and you're teaching them.
Yeah, that would be workshop.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I am. I keep seeing pictures of you. It reminds me of like Diane Fossey or something when she was out and was surrounded by her people. It would be out in different situations and you would be in the leadership role and have all these people around you that you're instructing and teaching and explaining to them. And that would really, I think, take off.
Huh.
Ryan, do you have anything for Mary Lou?
How you doing, Mary Lou?
Hi.
No, I want to hear, hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
That I needed. See, I made you smile.
I made you smile.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, you did.
So I know I did because I can feel your energies. I've been scanning your energy fields from the mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, spiritual planes, and I'll tell you what I'm picking up here on the physical planes. When I talk about physical planes, I'm talking about. You know, your aches, your pains, any cold feet, headaches, muscle tightness, you know, itching, stuff like that, you know. What I picked up immediately when you called in, I got an instant headache. Thank you very much, by the way.
I don't get headaches.
What's that?
I don't get headaches.
Okay, well, maybe you're not aware of them at night, but I'm talking about headaches associated with your sixth chakra, your third eye. And I'm also, sometimes your guides and angels are going to nudge you and say, yeah, you might not get headaches, but when you get a headache when you're sleeping, you don't know about it, generally speaking. It's just, here's the bottom line. I got that, and I got some tightness in my jaw muscles for whatever reason. Maybe that's a failure for you to speak your truth. You're gritting your teeth a little bit. I don't know. You are, Mary Lou, an intuitive medium, and you're blocking yourself, okay?
Yeah.
And you are a teacher, a mentor, and it is something I believe, and Eric might be able to correct me if I'm wrong here, I believe that you signed up for to teach and coach and consult people to develop their own mediumship abilities once you've finally accepted to who you truly are. I did pick up a little bit of a stomach ache, which is associated kind of with your creativity as your second chakra, your sacral chakra. And maybe that's just due to losing interest in what you're doing. You're like, blah, blah, blah. I've done this a million times, blah, blah, blah. You know, that type of thing. The passion was there, but it's no longer there. So you're kind of like, I don't know. I don't really. So I would encourage you to take an inventory of your life, and because you're kind of blocking your creativity when it comes to your mediumship abilities. Does that make sense with you so far, or am I just out of the ballpark somewhere tailgating?
So the headache I don't get, but I get, if you have a really bad migraine, you lose your vision, and I get that. So I get auras from migraines that I don't get. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, whatever it was, maybe headache wasn't the right word for me to use because I can barely speak English here on a day-to-day basis. Except when I hit my finger with a hammer, then I become bilingual. No one wants to hear me then. But in any case, when you started talking, with the girls here, I immediately got pressure around my head, and I was trying to pinpoint it, and it kind of settled on my third eye. It started behind my right ear, and it kind of moved around to the right, and then poof, it's like, bam, holy cow, what's that all about? And so I kind of started studying that, and then thinking, well, why the heck are my jaw muscles sore? What is she, a hot, maybe she's more, maybe I'm more of a hot mess than she is, I don't know. And I want to encourage you to explore the natural abilities that you have, okay? And you already said you see auras, right?
Yeah, I see real auras, and then I see those health issue auras. I assume that's a health issue when your sight gets blocked by. Apparently, people with migraines see this, but it's like a blockage of your vision from migraines. But I don't have the migraine.
Well, when it happens, don't deny it. Accept it because you're blocking yourself right there, okay? when you see it, don't freak out and say, oh God, here we go again. Love it and accept it, and it will blossom for you, okay?
Well,
and,
it used to be a spiritual thing, but apparently it's a physical thing.
Everything comes from spirit. You know, when you get hungry, that's your hungry guy saying, "I need to go get a pizza." When you're channeling, like when I channel, I specifically channel my spirit team. When you have intuitive guides, you have love based guides, you have fear based guides, you have a lot of guides under the sun. So whatever you're feeling in the physical, everything comes from spirit. So don't deny what you have. You're a wonderful human being. And like I said, you're blocking yourself because it's a fear-based reaction. So I would encourage you to say and give it to the universe and say, when you meditate, say to your guides and angels, I accept what you're trying to do to help me out for the betterment of my highest good. Because you're capable of doing a lot of great things, Mary. Just don't trip over your own feet. Just walk slowly, then walk a little faster. The next thing you know, you're spreading your love and joy and your mediumship abilities, and you're teaching other people. You're like, yeah, this is what I can do. Let's see what you can do. So be an inspiration. I hope that makes sense.
Right. I do have mediumship abilities, and I am blocked because I can't sort them out very well. It happens, and I don't know what's happening.
Well, first thing you need to do is you dispute out a lot of negative energies by saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm not capable.
I don't understand. Right.
Okay, here's and I say this a lot on air, pick up a copy of a book, and there's many ones out there. This book is called Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. He offers a lot of tips for those who are being aspiring mediums. Don't try too hard, Mary. It'll come to you naturally, okay? And and for me, because I'm a natural born healer, and you are a natural medium yourself. I'll tell you this. I'll call a spade with you. There is no owner's manual for this for you. You'll have to kind of peel apart the layers and just enjoy the journey and see what comes to you naturally. It took me 7 months to figure out my stuff. And it was every day. It was like, okay, come on. There's got to be something more to this. Come on. So, you know, take your time and enjoy
it. I've been
working
on this for like 30 years.
It's okay.
I feel like I'm right where I started.
But you have to remember that spirit is timeless, okay?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Maybe slow it down a little bit. Maybe you're in fourth gear right now. Maybe put it back to first gear and say, okay, like I said earlier, take an inventory of what you're doing and say, okay, slow it down and let's just take this one step at a time and do some meditation and let your angels and guides kind of guide you. And when you feel at peace, love, and serenity with it, it'll come to you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, Okay, I'll step off my little lecture podium here. I'm sorry about that.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Eric, do you have any little tidbits that you'd like to give to Mary Lou?
Yeah, Mary Lou, what I got as you were talking is that the photographic work you're doing and the homeless communities and the spirituality and the historical stuff in New Orleans is incredibly important, especially in the times we live in now. And you have an ability to frame it differently than anybody has before, and that's part of the power and the beauty of it. They're also saying that ability to see what needs to be framed and how to best frame it is a transferable skill into that mediumship area. And so of course, it can be challenging to do that and to make sense of it, but but they would remind you that it's not, in many cases, it's not for you to make sense of it. And so if you could allow yourself to get into that creative mind that frames photographs so well and creates such incredible beauty in that realm, and use those same gifts in a new way and just present what comes, the spin and the interpretation belongs to the recipient of the information that you're giving. And just like the musician who wants to get to Carnegie Hall, the only way to get there is practice, practice, practice. So, but a good sense of allowing and then transferring the skills and gifts that you have in that artistic realm into this new mediumship realm very likely will serve you well. And they're showing me doors and windows flying open as you do that, which was allowing a lot more light and understanding, and it builds that trust that you need to have in order to present that sort of information to those who are outside of you. And that's what they showed me. I hope that it's of some value to you.
It is. Thank you very much.
Okay. Blessings.
Blessings to you too. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mary Lou. Please
thank
call
you
us
for calling in.
Oh, how? Oh.
Right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 256. Are you with us?
I am. My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How can we help you tonight?
Yes. I resigned from one job, and I'm applied for others. And it's a teaching job, but I'm looking for something outside the teaching job because I really want to get into writing. So I want to know what you get from that.
Okay. Jody, you want to go with Kimberly?
Yeah. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, I immediately heard that a job is going to come, and it's probably not too far down the road. I feel like within 4 to 6 weeks. But what I'm hearing from Spirit specifically is kind of funny. They're saying to me, what are you waiting for? You don't need a job to write. You got a paper and pencil. You got a keyboard. And you got this beautiful mind. They make me feel like there's books and books in your head that you need to start writing on your own. So have you been thinking about writing a book?
Oh, yes. I'm going to a workshop Saturday.
Okay, so when you're done with this workshop, are you going to start using your time to write on your own?
Yes.
Okay, because they make me feel like you're right at the beginning of the yellow brick road. There is a whole adventure in front of you. And if you start, it's almost like you could do a lot of writing on your own without a job. So I want to also encourage you that if what you love to do is write, and granted, there are a lot of really wonderful things about being employed by another person in terms of benefits and things of that sort. But if you're interested, I feel like there's a lot out there for you to do on your own and then to be writing this book in any time that you're not writing for immediate income-based work. So, again, what I heard right away was, what are you waiting for? I feel like you don't even need this course on Saturday to get going, that you are at the beginning of that. Your toe has been at that. Remember in The Wizard of Oz where Dorothy is at the beginning of the spiral and she's got her toe on the very start and she starts walking. And, you know, you've had your toe on the beginning of this path for such a long time, and I feel like they're behind you, shoving you right with a hand in the middle of your back, trying to push you forward. And it's like, well, I'm not ready, or I need more time, or I need a job, or I need to do this or that. And what I'm telling you is if you start following what you love to do and what your passion is, the money is just going to take care of itself. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing it'll rain money on you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Two other things I'm seeing. One is a magazine, one is a blog. Have you been looking at some magazine work?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but maybe there's some opportunities to write for a magazine or to do some copy editing if you like to do that. And then the other thing is a blog. So I would certainly, because you want to write a book, are the books you want to write fiction?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're in this class, they're probably going to talk about, and I'm tapping into business knowledge that Spirit's talking to me about saying to you, that they're going to talk about the business end of connecting to people, sharing information. And I feel like writing a blog is going to be really important, that you can start out with short stories, but that you can also drop pieces and tidbits about the books that you're writing in advance into this blog to build up excitement that it's coming. And it's almost like you need to write a whole year's worth of goals and where you want to be with writing it, because right now if you start writing, and I think they're going to talk about this in the class, you can start doing pre-orders on the book by building excitement about it through use of your blog and, you know, like releasing the first two or three pages to get people interested and sharing eventually the first three chapters so that people purchase or pre-purchase the book, which will pay for you to continue writing and then eventually publishing the book. I think that once you get started, this is going to take a life of its own. I also think you're going to take the class and you're going to realize a lot of what they talk about, you already knew. So, again, what are you waiting for? Because you have a whole beautiful career that is starting out for you with this first step. And everything else that you do is going to be kind of like gravy. Because I feel like the book is a big deal. Okay? The book or the books? I keep seeing like the I'm hearing J.R.R. Tolkien, but I'm hearing about the woman who wrote the Harry Potter shows. Is what you want to write sort of like that kind of science fiction stuff?
Yeah. Or fiction? Well, along the line of what I really want to write is something along the line in regular relationships and everyday life, but with a metaphysical tone. But I love J.R.R. Tolkien and Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
And they,
I love that stuff.
Yeah, so they inspire you. So that is probably why I'm hearing it. And I was kind of picking up the spirituality part of it. So there's definitely a lot of support from the other side for you on this.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna hog all of your time. I'm going to let Sue and Ryan and Eric jump in here.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
I was also picking up that you are going to go far with your writing career, but the first thing that you have to work on is raising your vibrational level and your energy. You've allowed your energy to be depleted with your past experiences with work, and your chakras are all out of alignment. You are going to have to spend some time meditating. I see water, so if you can get by a lake or any type of body of water to just focus on the ebb and the flow and feel the energy of the water. And also try to do some cleansing with like an Epsom salt bath, or even just a foot soak with the Epsom salt to help alleviate a lot of the negativity, the toxins that you've allowed to build up because of the experiences you had on the other job. But really, when you're going into these different situations, don't focus on what's not going right. Focus on what is going right. So even if it's a setback, just look at it as a speed bump instead of a mountain. Okay, that happened. I can climb over that. I am going to do this. I am going to be better tomorrow than it was today. Put yourself first. Focus on raising your energy level. And do you drink enough water?
Yes, I attempt to drink
At
least a liter a day.
Okay, because I keep seeing water for you.
Okay.
So if you can, really, I mean, even if it's just a stream or a creek or some type of body of water is where you need to go to get focused. It will probably even help with writing ideas. So take a pad of paper and a pencil or pen with you. So when the ideas and the thoughts, no matter what they are, jot down whatever thought pops into your head.
Okay.
That's going to help you move forward even quicker.
Okay.
Okay. And with that, I will pass you over to Ryan.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
No, you're doing fan-damn-tabulous. I want to see a smile. Come on.
I'm already smiling.
You should be. Hey, I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader for the next 5 to 10 minutes because I can feel your energies right now. You're a little bit down, but we can fix that as I scan your energy fields. On the physical fields, you're running a tight ship. I couldn't pick up anything like an itchy foot or you know something or whatever. But before I go into the details, I just want to let you know that Sue and Lynn are right about being right. And in fact, they kind of stole my thunder. So I have got a lot of notes here that are now crossed off because I don't want to repeat it. I hate it when I'm third. Anyway, no, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the specifics here. Going to your mental plane of existence. You are like a library, and you do love it. And you have a lot of information in your head. Okay, and it's all about getting it down and writing. On the emotional plane of existence, what I'm picking up is a fear-based factor of the lack of money of switching professions, okay? It's like, oh, my God, I kind of have some steadiness. I have an income coming in, but I really want to be a writer. So there's a fear-based emotion that's kind of blocking you right now. So, I would find a rep, okay, someone that can represent you. Because this is something that you signed up for, I think that both Sue and Lynn are right. Going to this class for an education is quite frankly going to be an exercise in futility for you. Okay, you already know everything, and not too sure why you want to do it. But like I said, it's futile for you to do that. You're just gonna be sitting there checking your phone every 5 minutes and going for coffee breaks. It's not going to teach you anything new. And as far as, Sue mentioned the Epsom salt baths. If you don't already have these crystals, I'd highly recommend you go out and get them because they help exfoliate negative energies from your energy field because you're kind of an empath. Okay. So your boundaries are a little bit porous. And the following crystals, if you don't already have them in your possession, will help you out. The first one is called a black tourmaline. Second one is called a black hematite or hematite, depending upon if you live in the north or south. That was a joke, by the way. Third one is well, thank you someone for laughing.
Y'all come back here.
Next one is called the clear quartz. Sorry, that was really bad. So you got the black hematite, you got the black tourmaline, the black and then the clear quartz. Both those you can get them on eBay. Grab yourself some they're telling me white sage to kind of cleanse them when you get them. Get them on eBay for a couple bucks a piece. I have those three stones of myself. I put them in my pocket. And that'll help keep you clear-headed, because what any negative energies come your way, them stones, them crystals will absorb them for you, and it'll go into the stones and not your energy field, you know. And, of course, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when Sue mentioned Epsom salt bath, you ever notice when you start an Epsom salt bath, it looks pretty clean, clear, and white, and then you go in there and say, this feels so good. And then 10 or 15 minutes later, you get out of the bath, and you look in the bathwater like, ew, I don't know if I want to go back in there. It looks really gray and dark, you know. I'd encourage you to check that out next time. And that's all the negative energies that are expelled out of your body, and it washes down to Gaia for energy transmutation. So, you know, it's good stuff. I hope what I said resonates with you.
Yeah. And I have all the stones that you named.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Well then, I'll cross that one off my list. My bad.
It's okay.
Did you by chance...
Confirmation.
Kimberly, I got one more question for you. Do you by chance get any ringing or pitch tone noises in your ear on a daily basis, or maybe once or twice a week?
Maybe once or twice a month, not a week.
Okay. Well, but it's like the old 1980s hearing test. You get this in your ear. It lasts for maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute. Well, when you do get those, mark down the time it happens. So you're at your lunch, and you get that hearing, and then you look at the clock, and it says 12:23. Write that number down, because that's your angels and guides talking to you and giving you a message. And you look up the angel. Number and there's a couple of vetted, validated sites on Google, and you will see the message, what they're trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I get them once or twice a week, but the more I ignore them, the more intense it gets. They're like, "Hello, McFly, is anybody home?" You know, for that movie Back to the Future. "Hello, McFly, is anybody home?" And I'd be like, "Ah, just go away." You know, with Biff knocking the head of the guy, "You butthead." I didn't say that on air, sorry. But you get the drift. So
yeah.
All right. And with
Thank
that
you.
I'll pass. You're welcome.
Eric, do you have anything for Kimberly?
Just a little. Kimberly, they want to congratulate you for leaving the teaching position you were in. Allow yourself some time to heal and regenerate. It feels like it was a situation that was sucking the life out of you. While there was some return on investment there, the overall was difficult. In terms of the writer's workshop, I wouldn't disagree with anybody else who said that in actual knowledge, you're not going to learn a lot of new, but it feels like there are going to be some lights shined on some of the information in different ways that might provide some aha moments for you. And perhaps more importantly, it feels like there are some people there that it would be good for you to network with and connect with. The shared experience of writing and especially first time writing, there can be some support group sort of aspects of bolstering each other up and sharing resources and connections and that sort of thing. The whole idea of building your platform, that'll be a drum that probably every speaker that takes the stage will be banging heavily, because that's so critically important in that realm. The more people who are familiar with you, who have read something that you've written, who like you, who like what you write, all of those sorts of things sort of grease the skids in terms of finding a publisher who might take on your project and help you with it. There are lots of self-publishing options out there as well, but you still need platform in order to have a built-in audience to jumpstart the process in terms of sales of what you write. When Jody was talking about blogging and those sorts of things, it's like ding, 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 ding. Because, again, you're getting your writing out there to an audience. You're attracting followers. You're building that platform. But keep in mind that each of those stories that you write or each of those blog posts that you write can later then be compiled and be the foundation of a larger work of some kind. So lots of different ways. The big sign just says, yep, let's get started. And discipline. Okay. If this is where you're going, go there often and go there in a structured way. It can't be, oh, I don't feel like it today. Think of it truly as your profession and that it needs your attention on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
But they say, okay, you got this.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Please call us back and let us know how things go for you.
I will. I surely will.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Our next caller is area code 562. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. This is Yvonne.
And can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, I was wondering on when am I going to meet someone new for love?
Jody, you want to take this one first?
Yeah. Could you say your first name again for me?
Yvonne, E-V-O-N.
Thank you, Yvonne. You know, the first thing I want to say to you is don't give up. I feel like you've had some experiences over the last 2 to 3 years that have been really tough, and it's easy to feel like you're just done or don't want to continue on, but I'm hearing to say to you, don't give up, because what you're looking at as failure or failed romances or failed relationships are really lessons, and lessons on top of lessons eventually equal success. So you're learning what you need to for when you get to the relationship that is supposed to be the right one for you. I feel like right now you've been just sort of second guessing everything that you have gone through it with relationships, and feeling like you're just a failure. And I'm feeling like you need to understand that you're not a failure, that this is leading to an ultimate success. It doesn't happen overnight for most people. And anything that you have to do in life does definitely take experience. And so you're not going through what you shouldn't be going through with relationships. This is normal, okay? So if you're feeling like a failure, get rid of that label, call it a lesson, and change it the perspective to something positive, because the more that you learn, the more that you are welcoming in new energy for that to change. I feel like it might be a little while, probably 6 to 9 months, maybe the end of this year before the right person comes in. But I feel like lessons for you have been around learning to recognize when it's the wrong person
and learning to let them go when it's not the right match, instead of trying to make something fit that doesn't work for you. They also make me feel like the reason for the delay for someone coming in is because of the fact that right now you're working on you. You're doing a lot of things for yourself that are getting you in line to be ready for that person. Okay, so I remember reading a story once where a man was waiting for the right woman to come for him, and every night he would pray and talk to God and say, please work on her so that when we meet at the right time and in your right time, we're both ready. Help her with her lessons and help me with mine. So when we come together, it's the right time and place. So you're being prepared. It's just, are you listening to those lessons? And are you going to be willing to use the lessons in the right way so that when you get to the right person, you recognize them and are available for them by not being in situations that are the wrong fit? I know I just sort of channeled through a ton of information. Did it make sense to you?
Yes, it did very much.
Okay. Do you have questions about it?
No, not at all. You gave me a time frame, and that was great, and everything else sounded great, so no.
Okay, I'm going to let some of my partners jump in with information. And thank you for calling, because that was a little, that was powerful for me. So I hope you understand that the message was really, really important for you to get and hear. I would encourage you to go back and find our recording after the show and listen to that again, because I slipped away a little bit and they channeled right through for you. So it was very much a divine message, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Sue, would you like to speak with her? Or Ryan?
Yes, I definitely would. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Do you have a habit of picking the same type of man over and over and over again?
It seemed like I do, yes.
Okay, that's why I got this message then. I'm trying to figure out how to put this in a PG format. Sylvia Brown came through. Are you familiar with Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay. Sylvia Brown came through with a message for you, and you're familiar with her, so you know how she is. So I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. She says, lighten up. Stop kicking yourself in the rear end for the choices you have made. Move forward. You're too good of a person to dwell on their not mistakes, their life lessons. And you're better than what you're allowing to be around you. Time to break the cycle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So be kinder and better to yourself. Work on you. You are the most important person in your universe. You have to love yourself unconditionally before anybody else can love you. You have to exude that love and that positive energy and all the good things about you. Your light has to shine bright, and you're going to attract the right person. Make sure that you get yourself into that area, into that energy field, and then the right man is going to come in. And I agree with Jody. It's going to be later on in the year, because you still got a little bit of work to do on yourself. You've got to find you're happy. But be the trash man. And when the trash starts coming in, kick it to the curb. Don't settle.
Take out the trash.
Take out the trash. But that's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to pass you over to Ryan. I hope that helped.
Okay, yes, it does.
Hey, Yvonne, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to tell you something here. You have such an infectious smile and laugh, and it comes naturally to you. And you need to use that tool in your toolbox more, because laughter is love, and that's be the magnet for you to find what you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
Well, don't say okay. Say yes, I understand that.
Oh, yes. I agree.
If I hear you in a belly-busting laugh, the guys are going to look at you and say, wow, look at that smile. And she has an infectious laughter. I really like her. And it won't take you a lot of work to get there, and that's not news to you, right?
No.
You can say no, it isn't. So, hey, I'm asking you to cheer up here in an indirect way, because I scanned your energy field. Physically, you're good. Emotionally, I want to focus on not the mental, but I want to focus on the spiritual aspect here really quick. My spirit team, when I cleaned out my energy field from the previous caller, I brought them in for you. I wrote down the following words that they gave me: mini contract, contract's a hard word to use. I like the word lesson better than that, but they wrote contract. They told me contract, so that's what I wrote down. But then they said, break it. It can be broken if you're willing to, because this is a PL. PL is past life from a bad experience in a previous life where something went wrong and you carried it over. Maybe in a past life you were, I don't want to say it this way, but I don't know how else to say it. They gave me the word physically or emotionally abused in a past life, but you loved the person enough, but they were abusive and you carried over to this lifetime. And so you need to cut the cords. And one way of doing that on your own is through the Hawaiian healing technique of Ho'oponopono through Dr. Hen Liu. That's just one tool that you can use. You can also do some past life healings through. You can also use an energy healer or things of that nature. But you got a carryover issue here from a previous lifetime, is what they're telling me, through no fault of your own. Okay, but
okay.
I'm feeling that this person in this previous lifetime is now in this lifetime with you, but they're not. It's a different type of relationship, and maybe they're holding you back a little bit and talking smack and saying, "Oh, you know, I don't know if you have someone in your life right now who is slightly negative and just not pushing you towards the light as far as what you want in a relationship." That's what I'm hearing. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes, it does very much.
So what I would encourage you to do, and this takes 15 minutes, and I used to do this a lot, and I have cleared many PLs or contracts, dissolved many of them in this lifetime that I carried over. Type in Dr. Hen, H-E-N, space, L-E-W. And it takes about 15 minutes, but you kind of need to be meditative state. You kind of need to be without distractions, okay? You know, and it takes you, and it clears you. It puts your sub and your superconscious back to zero, and it's like your relationship with your inner child or your superconscious that clears it out. And there are also many other techniques that you can use too, but this one's free. It ain't going to cost you a nickel, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, but you're going to begin to exercise your beautiful smile, which you do have a beautiful smile, by the way, because I can feel it, and your infectious laugh. Yeah. I mean, you're a little timid on this radio show right now, but I can when you laugh, everyone else laughs, because you're like, we don't know why Yvonne's laughing, but we're gonna laugh because she's laughing. You know what I'm saying? You're like, Does someone trip and fall on the sidewalk, or does someone, whatever. But that's the type of person you are, okay? Own it.
Okay.
And, yeah, you're going to go far. You're a super attractive woman, and there's that man out there. I'm hearing 3 to 6, so I agree with Sue and Jody. I don't think that's 3 to 6 weeks. More like 3 to 6 months, depending on how fast you can clear that old baggage. You don't need no stinking baggage with you. Just get rid of it. Love yourself. When you wake up in the morning, say, "I love you, Yvonne. You're the best." And go out there and kick some butt and chew some bubble gum. And it's a law of attraction, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
I'm very excited about the future.
Yes, you should be. I hear some vim and vigor in you now. Good. I'm happy for you. And with that, I'll pass on to Eric.
Okay.
Well, going forth doesn't leave a lot of room for new information, but that's okay. You've gotten a lot of great information from my three colleagues. A couple of things that were shown to me was, number one, that you deserve much better than you have required. And frankly, much better than you have allowed to come into your life. So please remember that as a child of God, you were created perfectly. And so don't, when you look in the mirror, appreciate how perfectly you were made. And how, you know, God is like, "How dare you think less of my work than I do? I made you in my image." And so see that perfection in you and hold a fairly high bar with who you allow to walk into your space, because you really deserve someone quite magnificent. And so they would suggest that it's always a good idea to have a shopping list when you go shopping. What do you want? Who do you want this person to be? But more importantly than that, they want you to think about, in relationship, how do I want to feel? What do I want this relationship to look like, taste like, feel like, smell like? Bring all of your senses into that. And that will help. That, like, turns on the tractor beam. And they're asking me to share a story from my life. I was married for 30 years and realized that I needed to change that status just shortly before my 55th birthday. And after the dust had settled and I began to feel like I was ready and interested in allowing a new woman into my life, I got a sense that there was someone walking toward me, and I called her Gwen. Don't know why, but I would talk to Gwen every night, and I got to know her pretty well. And I had a heart-shaped rose quartz that I put in the heart center location, had Gwen been laying next to me in my bed. But every night as I'd go to bed, I would lay that quartz on my heart, and she and I would have a conversation. And I dated a couple of women that for 2 or 3 minutes I thought, "Oh, this might be Gwen," and it wasn't. And I was on a dating site or two, and I'd look at various people that were supposedly matches, and I'd think, "Well, she looks like she'd be a lovely person, but she's not Gwen." And then my path crossed with a woman I knew 40 years ago who dated and subsequently married one of my best friends at the time. They'd been married 38 years. He had passed away, and Match.com connected us. And we emailed back and forth for a few days, and one night I was driving from one thing to the next, and I thought, "Oh, I should call." We hadn't talked yet, and she was on vacation in Florida, so I dialed the number. And the minute she said hello, in my head and in my heart and went, oh, my God, that's the voice I want in my ear for the rest of my life. And within a week or so, I flew down to Florida for a few days. On the second day in Florida, I was staying at a hotel a few blocks from the home that she had rented. I said to her one day on a walk on the beach, I said, I would marry you this week on the beach, but our friends and family would just absolutely have a stroke. Why don't we wait until the end of August? And we got married the end of August that year. Friends and family, in some cases, still had strokes because it was, for them, it was much too soon, but we knew and we acted on it. So, but you know what? I had a list. And when I revisited that list, with rare exception, as I look at the woman I'm married to and spending my life with, I can put a checkbox next to nearly everything I put on my list. And the things that I can't check are really superfluous things that in real life aren't that important. So I would encourage you, they would encourage you to recognize what you deserve. And it's higher than you've allowed yourself to believe. So step back into your full power. And that's where you're going to attract the kind of person that you really deserve and you really want. If you're limping, thinking that you're a wounded warrior and that you don't deserve the absolute best that God has created, you're going to attract something less than is acceptable, less than you want, and is not going to give you that, oh, my God, there he is moment that you deserve. Blessings,
okay.
Yvonne. I hope that
blessings to all of you. Thank you guys for the reading. I really enjoyed it. It was awesome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful. Well, we are almost out of time. And we have tons of callers left on. I wrote down all of your phone numbers. Please call in next week, and we'll make sure and get you on as one of the first calls that come through. Eric, it was such an honor working with you tonight.
Thank
I'm
you.
So glad
my
you
pleasure
come
to
on.
Be here.
Like,
thanks, Jody,
your
for inviting me.
Oh, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Would you like contact information again for everyone?
Sure. My website is redefiningsuccess.net. I'm located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I do Akashic Record consultations via Zoom, so we can do a face-to-face meeting. Wherever you are, no matter where that is, as long as you've got internet and a computer. And I do have that Akashic class coming up on Saturday. All that information is on the website, again, at redefiningsuccess.net.
Thank you. Jody, you want to give your information?
Absolutely. My company name is Connected by Spirit, so you can find me online at connectedbyspirit.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, either by looking up Jody Higgins Psychic Medium, and there's a comma after Higgins, or facebook.com/readings by Jody.
Thank you. And Ryan, you want to give yours?
Sure, absolutely. The callers and listeners can look me up on Facebook. Just search Ryan Adragna. That's ADRAGNA. Or my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or shoot me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. Or if you're into LinkedIn, just search Spiritual Energy Healer. And, yeah, so that's how that works.
Thank you. And I am Sue Fields Delamonte. I am on Facebook. And you can find a little blurb about me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF. Lynn could not be with us tonight, but she's also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. And you can reach her through lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. We'd like to thank everybody who listened in and called in with us tonight at Divine Connections. We're on every Wednesday, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. And we hope to hear from you all very soon. Thank you all for joining me tonight. I love working with you. Our energy just meshes so well.
Well, thanks, Sue. It was nice to being on tonight, wasn't it? And
it
I really
was.
Enjoyed having Eric with us.
Very
yes,
much so.
Thank you,
thanks.
Everyone, very much. Thank you, guys.
Ryan,
very
great
much.
To meet you.
Nice to meet
great
you, too.
To meet
thank
you.
You, Jody.
Thanks,
thank you, Jody.
Ryan.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Light.
Love and light.